Chapter 8. In the Belly of Confusion.
Throughout the night, the lawyer and the beagle marched resolutely onward. And when the storm abated, they walked onward still. Ever and ever onward, they sloshed down the slope of a dripping wooded hillside, until finally, weary, wet, and sad, the lawyer stepped into a small clearing and caught a glimpse of the vast forest that lay below them. It swallowed the horizon. The lawyer swallowed as well, for he had never seen such a forest. Then, remembering his duty and obligation, he tightened his grip on the beagle's leash and marched directly into it. Sunlight doesn't look like sunlight when it's filtered through dead and dying leaves. And along the edges of their shadows, you will find no happy colors. The lawyer walked until he could walk no further, then tied the beagle's leash tightly to the base of an ancient tree. He was piling dead leaves to make himself a bed when he heard a sound from deep in the throat of the beagle. She was looking off into the forest behind him. He spun around. He saw nothing.
"You're a very stupid beagle,"
he said, and went back to piling leaves. The beagle's throat noise then became louder, and she stretched her leash tightly in his direction. Opening his briefcase, he removed the newspaper that he had carried when they marched so boldly out of town square. He rolled it tightly and used it to spank the beagle. She didn't seem to notice. The lawyer looked again to where the beagle was staring. A shadowy gentleman in a formal riding coat slipped quietly from behind a tree.
"Well, well, well,"
he said in an elegant whisper.
"What business brings a man like you so deep into the forest of confusion?"
Seeing that the lawyer was somewhat taken aback, the shadowy fellow bowed like an aristocrat and with a calculated flourish produced a card from his ruffled sleeve.
"My name is Worry,"
he smiled,
"and I'm here to help you."
Drawing himself quickly to his full height and straightening his clothes as best he could, the lawyer asked in his best lawyer voice,
"Do you know your way through this forest?"
Worry replied softly,
"Oh, but I was born in this forest."
Still tied to the tree, the beagle continued making the low, strange noise in her throat.